now tune into Inside Out Radio with your host, Zia, and with another guy. Hi, other guy.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Andrew Rice.
Yay! Andrew's back with us again on what's sure to be an amazing show. I'm calling it from now.
I think you're right.
I think I'm right. I know.
I got a feeling
that I'm not going to even follow up with anything. Cool. How are you?
I'm good. How are
hey,
you?
Andrew Rice, fresh off his birthday weekend.
Barely alive, but, you know, doing it.
I'm barely alive and barely legal. Yep, I'm saying words right now.
Those are really good words.
Yeah, I do my thing. How was your birthday weekend?
It was good. I had a pretty fun party on Friday with some dude. Some short dude. With a really hot girlfriend.
Showed up with a black bottle. We popped it.
Showed up with two bottles.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's your friend's birthday. And you have to show up with stuff. And by stuff, I mean bottles that pop.
Saturday was good. Hooney played a really, really good set. I saw him 2 years ago in Pittsburgh and I wasn't impressed, so he redeemed himself.
I was in Berlin once and tried to see Hooney at Watergate and they wouldn't let me in because they saw us throw a bottle of, like, Jägermeister off the side of the bridge.
Sounds like you shouldn't have been let in, so.
It was so cold. We just need to go inside anywhere. Yes, that's the thing that happened. So he played well.
Yeah, nice. Mostly disco, a few acid tracks, like one techno track, but kept it mostly like feel good disco.
Cool.
And people were dancing, which is always good at the Fox, because you never know.
I saw pictures. It looked really busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Was he like right until 2:30?
Oh yeah, late night. Cool. What else do you have going on, Andrew?
I'm going to LA next week. Another quote-unquote office visit.
Why is it? You're going for an office visit?
Well, we don't have an office yet. We'll have an office at the end of this month.
Okay. But you're going to go visit the staff?
Yes.
There you go. Business trips.
Yeah. All about the business trips.
Yeah. What is this we're listening to right now?
So this is a guy called Tony Allen. He's an Afrobeat drummer. And he put an album last year called Film of Life. And this is a remix 12-inch, and this is a Villalobos and Loader Bauer remix of one of his tracks.
Sounds Villalobos-y.
It's pretty tame as far as Villalobos goes.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like the high melodic percussion.
Yeah.
Makes me think of Villalobos. Cool. Is there anything else? Is there anyone you want to shout out?
Shout out to Jake.
Yeah. I like that.
Shout out to my mom.
Again, I like that.
Shout out to Hooney.
Yeah, I like that too. You can be the master of shout outs on this show.
Shouts to Katrina.
Big ups.
Shouts to Villalobos. Keeping it down.
I like that. Okay, should we just let
Shouts to Zia Herji.
You don't have to do that.
Maybe I do.
Okay, fine, maybe he does. Cool. Listen to this, I guess. The last tier.
Well, I already heard who the first one was.
Well, you said it was Tony Allen.
Yeah, the second one was the track from Faulty DL's new album, which is just under his own name, Drew Lesman. It's supposed to be like a quick, fun record for him. It's mostly like jungle and hardcore style stuff. That's a really good album. It just sounds like him like banging out jams in his bedroom.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it more than his Ninja Tune stuff, which is a little more like loungy and Ninja Tune-esque.
Yeah, Ninja Tune tends to be. Is Ninja Tune not like a genre yet?
It basically is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anymore on air, but yeah.
Don't say anything ever. Andrew's taken a vow of silence, and I've taken a vow of violence.
This one is by a new producer called Javang. It's off a compilation by a label called Allergy Season, which is run by Physical Therapy. He's one of my favorite producers. Makes like really weird, melodic, colorful techno. He's based in Berlin now, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just released a compilation today for free. It's got tracks from him, this guy, Max McFerrin from New York, who was just here 2 weeks ago, and John Barrera from Boston, who's another one of my favorites.
Cool.
Let's listen.
Yeah. We'll be right back. I want to give a big shout out off the top to Logan. This is his tune.
Logan Sturrock.
Yeah, Florist.
This is one of my favorite tunes of the year so far.
This is my favorite song.
Big Business. It's coming out on All Caps in June.
Yeah.
Which is a really good Scottish label.
Shouts out to Scotland.
It's called Marine Drive. Seaside vibes.
Heat. It's heat.
Usually as Eurodance, that's the way we call it. Thank you.
Ooh, lousy smarch weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver housing crisis, commercial plates, lots of floods, Richmond underwater. No more Discorder ever. No more Discorder ever. There's no more Discorder ever. There's no more Discorder ever. Discorder ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Saradavachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
Join us every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. for Sexy in Van City with your host, Caroline McGillivray. Sexy in Van City focuses on all things that are sexy in Van City, such as relational and sexual health with oneself, partners, and current events in the city.
And we're back.
So, two songs ago, that was Florist, a.k.a. Logan Sturrock of Kitsilano.
I don't know if we should put his name on this.
It's too late.
Of Kitsilano. Go find Logan.
What's his address?
Logan at Kitsilano.com.
Yeah, his phone number over the air.
Oh, I'll say his phone number on the air. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's a good track called Marine Drive, coming out in June.
He dedicated it to Bubba, his dog. That's a lie, but I'm sure, like, his dog is awesome, so it's good.
The one after that was a new track from Dead Boy, who was, like, one of the big post-dubstep producers. I was just going to make air quotes, but you can't see the air quotes.
You so. Made air quotes.
I don't know, I almost made air quotes.
You had, I mean...
He's back with a new EP on Local Action, which is a London label. It's very New Age influenced, most of it's ambient. That's one of the clubbery tracks, but it's still pretty laid back. It's really good. Lots of really good synth sounds and vocal samples.
It was very... wow, my brain just... I liked it. It was good.
It's like Future Garage meets...
It was very funky. That's what I was going to say. It reminded me of funky a lot. What is this?
This is a new track from Leaf, who is one of the residents of Free Rotation, which is a pretty like infamous festival in Wales. Very like hippie... like Odyssey Festival. It's like it's the base coast of the UK, I guess. Or like the Shambhala of the UK, if Shambhala only had good music. And this is his new...
Is that your like review of Shambhala? And like...
Sure.
If Shambhala only had good music. What do you have against...
I have nothing against Shambhala.
Dubstep. Well, you like dubstep. What do you have against being in a forest?
Let's not go there. Literally, let's not go to the forest.
You're here first. Andres hates forests.
And this is a track from his new EP on a Bristol label called Battle Hands. The track's called Life Through Analogies. So usually he makes like really sedate, deep house, but this is him doing like broken beat kind of stuff. It's good.
Cool. Let's listen. What was the last one?
Last one was from a pretty well-known producer called Maurice Fulton. He's one half of Moo, classic electric clash act. That's from his flower-focused alias called Boof, where every album is like a concert album about flowers. That one's about hydrangeas. It's a really, really good record. It's all like laid-back, lush disco house. Yeah, it's called The Hydrangeas Whisper.
Flower-focused. I like Maurice Fulton.
Yeah, he has an album as Boof every 5 years or so, and they're all about a different flower.
Flower-focused alias. I mean, cool.
It's a good track.
It's no, I'm not complaining about anything. It's just having a flower-focused alias is kind of a wild look.
Listen to that driving through Griffith Park in LA a few weeks ago. It was pretty great.
Nice. I mean, I respect.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Great. I said great. I didn't say thanks.
I said thanks.
Cool.
And this is off the new album by ASC. Drum and bass producer is one of my favorite producers in existence, probably. His new album is coming out on Samurai in July, and it's much more like techno atmosphere focused on drum and bass. It all sounds like this, basically. It's pretty good.
I can get with this. Listen to this driving through North Van. Sounds great.
So that last one was the title track off of Samo Sanboy's new solo album, On Body High. It's very Samo, so lots of like gospel vocals and soul vocals and, I don't know, lush synths. That's the last few minutes of the track are like one of my favorite stretches of music of the year. It's really nice.
Cool.
And this is a new from the album by Strategy, who's like a dub producer from Portland. This is from an album of a collection of like tape loops on Further Records, which is a label out of Seattle. It's called Awesome Piano, so it's like a set of piano loops that are really manipulated and old.
I like when just like the song is described in the name. Like, I'm really appreciative of that. It makes my job as a radio presenter easy. By the way, I'm a radio presenter now.
You're not presenting anything tonight. It's all me.
Well, I'm assisting.
What have you brought to the show tonight, Zia?
Oh, my voice. My energy.
Got a lot of energy.
I got energy. Got a lot of energy. Andrew, you need to know yourself. There. That was my contribution.
Thank you. Going on the radio, that ain't part of my day.
That was part of my day. It's also part of your day. Come on. I mean, I guess while we're talking, how did you feel about the Madonna kiss?
I don't know. I feel like it was probably staged, maybe. I don't know.
It has to have been staged.
It just seems like an excuse for a lot of people to make fun of Madonna, which is kind of mean. I don't know.
I do like
Madonna.
I like Madonna. She's really trying.
I think it was cool that she came out during the performance.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, of course she's going to kiss Drake. How could she not?
She should
have. Wouldn't
done,
you?
She should have done.
Wouldn't you?
I would maybe on like Godfather style. Like the afraid of kissing. Just to let him know.
But while he's looking up at you, sitting down in the chair.
That's not. I'm not doing that. But Madonna could. She did, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole performance, but I assume it was like a great performance. All right. I guess we should just sign off right now.
Sure.
That was Instead of Radio.
Shouts to Jake. Shouts to Mom.
Shouts to Katrina.
Shouts to Logan.
Shouts to Aaron. Stay up. I know it's finals week.
Shouts to Liam.
Yeah, you're
Rant
in the
sixth.
See you in the sixth, dog. Shoutouts to all my woes. Shoutouts to German Cantillo. And
Zen Refugee.
And Santa Lucia LFR. I see your business card with the QR code on it. It's a look.
Shout out to QR codes.
Shout out to Nigel, I guess. Shout out to I don't know. Shout out to a lot of people. Okay. That's that. It's at a radio. Keep up. Just tune in next week. Tuesday 8 and 9.
Who's on next week?
Who knows? I'm very off the cuff. Maybe it'll just be me doing an hour reading of my latest collection of poems.
I didn't know you wrote poems.
I'm a man who does a lot of things.
What else do you do?
I mean, I do go online. That's part of my day. Until next week.
Good night.
Radio.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive.
Charts, babe.
If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.